温哥华华人福音教会纪念耶稣基督受难日的特别敬拜。
I feel very honored, privileged, and blessed to be able to share with you all a message from the scripture tonight.
我感到非常的荣幸，神给我这样的特权和祝福，在这里和各位分享一段从神话语里面来的信息。
A few years ago, in my youth class, I asked a question, what is a covenant?
几年前我们在教青少年的时候，我们当时曾经讨论过一个问题，就是说什么是约，约的意思是什么。
Now, some people answered, they gave answers like,It's a promise, it's an agreement, it's a contract, it's a vow. And I said, well, those are good, but it seems to be lacking. And then there's some kids that simply said they didn't know.
当时呢，青少年们回答说，有些说是一种应许，或者是一种合约、一种契约、合同，甚至一种许诺之类的东西。我当时说呢，这样的回答都不错，可是呢，似乎还都缺少一点什么。
So that's not unusual that the kids nowadays don't know what a covenant is because it is not a term, a word that is used in our vocabulary today.
今天的青少年不太明白这个约的意思，这也是很正常，因为我们今天呢这个社会文化里面。不大有这样的一种观念。
So, it is my hope, my prayer that tonight we're able to look a little bit into the meaning historically, biblically, what this covenant should mean to us as believers.
我想今天晚上我的这个希望呢，就是通过圣经的教导，通过反思我们历史上这个概念的意思。能够让我们更加的明白神给我们立的这个约当中的含义。
Let us bow our heads if you join me for a word of prayer before I start.
好，我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, and our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
天父，今天晚上我们来到你的面前，心里是充满了感恩和赞美。
Because, Lord, we know that you are a faithful God. You are a steadfast God.
我们知道你是信实的神，永远不变的真神。
We know that what you have promised, Lord, you have never lied or you have never backed away from your promise to us.
我们知道只要是你做出的应许，你从来没有过说过谎言，或者是在应许上落空。
Oh Lord, we pray that as we come together as one body, as you ordained, that we may be able to understand more richly, deeply what our covenant relationship with you should be.
今天晚上我们作为一个肢体来到你的面前的时候，求你帮助我们更加深刻的、更加丰富的理解，你赐给我们这个立的这个约里面的含义是什么。
Lord, we pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样求是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
So when my oldest daughter was in primary school many, many years ago, we went out to eat at a restaurant one night.
我大女儿还是在上小学的时候呢，有天晚上我们全家出去吃饭。
And as we settledTo prepare our meal, I heard on the other side of the restaurant a commotion, and I went over to check out because someone said, "Is there a doctor in the house?"
刚坐下呢，就听到这个餐馆的另一边出现一阵的吵闹的声音，然后我就站起来过去看一下，因为听到有人在喊，这里有没有一个医生过来能够帮忙。
As I went over and checked it out, it was soon clear what was happening.An elderly gentleman was choking on his dinner, and he was showing the universal choking sign, which, by the way, if you don't know, is this.
那 过去一看呢，我作为医生啊，一看我就明白这个情况。那有一位这个老人呢，吃饭的时候食物卡在他这个气道里面了，然后呢，他就做这种，我想全世界这种气道受阻的人都会有的一个动作，就是他两只手卡在他的脖子上，喘不过气来。
He looked really uncomfortable and he was changing a different color, but people were standing around not sure what to do. Thankfully, I was trained, so I stepped up.
那他看起来当时非常的难受，好像是脸色都在变了。可是周围的人呢，好像不太明白该怎样去救他。幸好我呢，之前受过训练，所以我就到前面去帮忙。
So I reached behind him around and gave him a few thrusts called the Heimlich maneuver.
我就走到他的身后，然后用两只手在他的腹部做了几次这个冲力的推击。这种急救法呢，叫有时候就也叫海姆雷奇急救法。
And thankfully, the stake dislodged from his airway quickly, and he was able to breathe comfortably again.
还好他吃的那一块牛排呢，从他这个气管里面真的就被冲出来了，所以他很快就恢复了正常。
And after I made sure he was okay, went back to sit down and resume my meal.
所以看到他正常了以后，我就又回去我们正照常的吃饭。
About 20 minutes later, he and his wife came over to our table, and clearly he was finished and ready to go.
大约20分钟以后，他和他太太呢，来到我们这个桌前，看起来他们已经用完晚餐，准备回家了。
He was again very appreciative, but then at the end he slipped me a $5 bill.
他对我非常的感谢。然后说完感谢的话以后，他又递给我一个五块钱。
Now, of course, I said that's not necessary because I was just at the right place at the right time, and I just wanted to do my good deed for the day. But he insisted, so I had to take the money.
我说这个没有必要了，我只是说正好遇到这样的一个机会。那我也很高兴，很愿意能够做出这样一件好事。可是呢，他一再的坚持，后来我也就收下了。
But after he was gone, I felt really uneasy, really bad about taking that money.
等他们离开以后，我开始觉得非常的这个不舒服，不应该觉得不应该去这个接受他这份钱。
Because before I took the money.It was very clear to me why I did what I did. And after I took the money, it felt a lot more like a business transaction.
因为我觉得没有接受他的钱之前呢，我去做这个事情的目的是很明确的，也很简单的。可是现在收了他这份钱呢，就开始觉得好像我做这件事好像带有一种这种交易的一种味道。
It felt like he was paying for my service, and remember that we were in a restaurant. And what is another word for a tip that we give to a waiter?
感觉上好像他是，就是说用这个钱呢，也是来和我给他的这种提供的这种服务做一个交换，好像是在餐馆里面我们有时候会给这些服务生一些小费一样。
And another word for tip is gratuity, which is the same root word as gratitude.
这个是小费，那这个词呢，也是一种表达谢意的一件小礼物。这也是我们今天说我们有感恩的心这个字它的一个来源。
So that prompted me to think a little bit more about what our relationship with God is like. Do we respond to God that way?
这件事呢，也让我开始有些思考，我们和神之间的关系是个什么样的关系？是不是我们也这样来对待神
？So we see that God sacrificed His life on the cross for us. Again, I'm not by no means suggesting that what I did was anywhere close to what our Lord Jesus sacrificed on the cross.
我们知道我们的主耶稣在十字架上为我们献上他的生命而死。当然我这里举这个例子一点没有说我做的那件事能够和主做的事情能够做任何的相比。
In fact, I was there coincidentally. It did cost me a thing, a few moments of my time, and that was it. Yet we know that with Jesus, it was planned from the beginning of time. It was paid at a great cost to him.
我那件事只是偶然的遇到这样的一个机会，没有花费我任何的东西，只是稍微一点点几分钟的时间而已。但是主耶稣基督上十字架为我们做出的牺牲是有巨大的代价，而且之前是经过神事先预备计划好的。
And so when we respond to what Jesus done for us, do we have that same attitude that, oh, we need to pay something back? And maybe that's the reason why we attend church, serve God, read our Bible,pray before the meals.
但是我们是不是说在对待神为我们做出这个牺牲的时候心里面也是不是有一种感觉说好像我应该付给神一些什么样的回报，是不是这个反有时候会成为我们有时候来教会敬拜读经祷告或者是做其他事情的一种动机。
And that just seems very business-like, impersonal to me. And what is the opposite of impersonal?
那这样的，如果是这样的话呢，里面的意味就带有一点商业交往的意思，就变得说彼此之间没有个人的关系。那什么叫做没有个人上的关联？
Oh, when we think about the opposite of consumer relationship,We see that sometimes we want a personal relationship, and there's probably no better example of a personal relationship as with our parents.
那和这种商业关系相对立的、相反的一种关系，就是个人之间的这种亲密的关系。比方说一个最和我们最切身的一个例子，就是我们和父母之间的这种关系。
We all have parents. We all grow up, hopefully with that assurance, that certainty, that security that mom, dad will meet all of our needs and provide for us when we need them.
我们都是被父母抚养长大，当然希望我们在每一个人在成长的过程当中都有过那种心中都有过那种安全感，知道父母亲会供应我们一切的需要，照顾我们的成长。
And I don't know about you, but for me, it didn't seem like there was a lot of conditions assigned or attached. For example, if I didn't make my bed and clean my room, there wasn't much of a consequence. If I brought home a bad grade,I may get a scolding, but it didn't seem to change my relationship with my parents that much.
在我的经历当中，和父母的关系当中是没有任何的交换条件这个意思在里面的。也许我有做一些事情，比方说没有打扫房间呐，没有铺床啊，或者说学校的成绩不是很好，做一些其他这一类的事情。有时候是会有一些后果，但是绝对不会说因为这些就会引起我对父母对我这种爱和关心这种关系的有任何的怀疑。
However, if we look in the scripture, we soon realize that our relationship with God is neither personal entirely or legalistic transactional.
从圣经里面考察我们和神之间的关系，我们就会发觉呢，这种关系既不是完完全全个人层面的那种私有关系，同时它也不是一种商业关系之间的这种不含个人色彩的那种关联。
In fact, when we look in the Old Testament, especially, we see that there, it's full of tension.
尤其是旧约的一些经文里面呢，我们看到它有的时候里面充满着一种，张力。
So the tension is that, and God says that you are my people, I am your God, I want to bless you, I want to open up the treasures of heaven and pour out my blessings on you.
这个张力呢，是处在两者之间。一方面是神对我们说，我要做你的神，你们要做我的子民，我要把我的祝福倾倒出来，大大的祝福你们。
On the other hand, we also see that God says very clearly that when you follow other gods, when you look to the right, look to the left, I cannot bless you, I cannot love you as my people.
同时这个关系当中还有另外一面，就是说神说，你必须要遵守我的这个约，不能够左右摇摆，偏离神的道。如果是那样子的话呢，你就得不到从神而来的祝福。
In fact, when we look at the word covenant in the original Hebrew, it is kerach berith.
如果我们去查考这个约这个字希伯来文的原意，它的这个本意的话呢，你会发现它里面的意思是含着这个约是一种切约，就是切把这个约给切出来的意思。
Yes. So this covenant that we have cannot be made; it has to be cut.
人神之间立，要是立约的话，这个约是不可能立起来的，而是必须是被切出来，切割一种切割出来。
So.In fact, the archaeologists have found that in the Near East during ancient Bible time, which is around the Bronze Age, that it is well documented that they have something called a covenant ceremony.
考古学者发现在古代中东，也就大约是旧约圣经时代的时候，相当于青铜器时代。那个时候呢，有一种这个器皿，有一种工具，就是用来做这个把这个约给切出来而用的。
And so we know that the people at that time they understand this well that it starts with a king, a lord, or a sovereign gathering his loyal subjects.
当时的一些君王领主或者是一些这个当时的一些霸主会把自己手下的这些首领们或者是官长们聚集在一起。
And if they're loyal, they are his vassals, and he would declare the terms of the covenant, and then he would have the vassals, the loyal subjects, walk through a blood path.
如果这些手下的人愿意对他这个宣誓效忠，愿意做他的这个大臣的话，双方呢就会安排，就会举行一个盟约的一个仪式，双方都会从一些被切开的动物的这个肉块当中要走过去。
And of course, the meaning for the subjects, the vassals, to walk through that blood path.Is if I break the covenant, if I am no longer loyal, may I be like these animals cut to pieces?
那你从这条摆满了这种肉块这样一个雪道当中走过去这样的一个仪式里面有一种含义，就是说假如我将来背弃今天所切出来的这种盟约的话，那我的下场也就像这一些被切成块的动物一样。
We're going to take a few moments to look through some Old Testament passages in Deuteronomy and Genesis about making a covenant, about the blessings of covenant, the curses in a covenant, And most importantly, what is our role, or do we have any role in this covenant that was made with Abraham in the Old Testament?
我们会从旧约看几段经文，主要是从《生命记》还有《创世记》神和亚伯拉罕立约的一些记载。那更重要的就是要我们要思考，在这个盟约的立约的关系当中，我们有没有什么角色可以扮演的？
And in this passage in Deuteronomy, Moses is reminding the people before the Israelites enter the Promised Land, crossing the Jordan, he was reminding them of the Abrahamic covenant.
这一段呢是从《生命记》来的，这里摩西在这个以色列人过约旦河进入迦南地之前给他们讲的一些提醒他们的一些话语。
I will ask Tammy to come and read the passages.
我想请我太太 Tammy 为我们这个读一下这段经文。
If you're inclined to do so, please stand for the reading of God's word.
我们在读神话语的时候，如果你可以的话你可以从座位上站起来。
God makes a covenant with his people.
神和他的民立约。
I will read Deuteronomy 29:12-15.
生命记29:12-15.
You are standing here in order to enter into a covenant with the Lord your God, a covenant the Lord is making with you this day and sealing with an oath.To confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God, as he promised you and as he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am making this covenant with its oath, not only with you who are standing here with us today in the presence of the Lord our God, but also with those who are not here today.
为要你顺服耶和华你神今日与你所立的约，向你所起的誓。这样他要照他向你所应许的话，又向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起的誓，今日立你做他的子民，他做你的神。这样他要照他向你所应许的话，又向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所起的誓，今日立你做他的子民，他做你的神。我不但与你们立这约、起这誓，凡与我们一同站在耶和华我们神面前的，并今日不在我们这里的人，我也与他们立这约、起这誓。
The blessings of the covenant.
神约所包含的祝福。
Deuteronomy 27:1-3.
生命记27:1-3.
The altar on Mount Ebal.Moses and the elders of Israel reminded the people, keep all these commands that I give you today. When you have crossed the Jordan into the land the Lord your God is giving you, set up some large stones and coat them with plaster. Write on them all the words of this law when you have crossed over to enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you.
摩西和以色列的众长老吩咐百姓说，你们要遵守我今日所吩咐的一切诫命。你们过约旦河到了耶和华你神所赐给你的地，当天要立起几块大石头，漫上石灰，把这律法的一切话写在石头上。你过了河，可以进入耶和华你神所赐你流奶与蜜之地，正如耶和华你列祖之神所应许你的。
This is the blessing of the covenant continued.
下面继续在讲神约所包含的祝福。
Deuteronomy 28:13-14.
生命记28:13-14.
The Lord will make you the head, not the tail, if you pay attention.To the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them.
你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，但居上不居下。
The curses of the covenant.
约当中所包含的咒诅。
Deuteronomy 28:15-17.
生命记25:15-17.
Curses for disobedience. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees, I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed.
你若不听从耶和华你神的话，不谨守遵行他的一切诫命律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，这以下的咒诅都必追随你，临到你身上。你在城里必受咒诅，在田间也必受咒诅，你的筐子和你的团面盆都必受咒诅。
Finally, our part in the covenant, Genesis 17:1.
最后我们在约中所扮演的角色，在创世纪17:1。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
So clearly, as we read these, oh, please be seated if you're standing.
请坐。
So clearly, as we read these covenant blessings and curses, we see that with the blessings, there are very clear conditions attached.
从这些经文可以清楚地看到，神约所包含的祝福和咒诅都带有非常清楚的一些条件。
As we know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the forefathers where the covenants were made, clearly they were not able to be blameless entirely before the Lord.
首先呢，我们都很清楚，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这些列祖，和神这样立约的时候，他们那个时候，完全不是一些完全无可指责的一些完美的人。
So we see that even Abraham, Isaac pretended that their wives were their sisters before King Abimelech, before Pharaoh.So that they could be they threw their wives under the bus so that they themselves are spared of potential harm.
我们看到，即使是亚伯拉罕、以撒这些列祖，他们呢也曾经在法老面前、在王的面前说，他们的自己的妻子呢，说是他们的这些妹妹。原因就是因为他们怕，如果是别人知道他是他的这个妻子的话呢，他们本人可能会受到一些伤害。
And we know that Jacob wrestled with God most of his life until he was humbled by God.
雅各一生呢都在与神摔跤，直到他年老的时候，才算可以说是真正的顺服了神。
So if they struggle, how can we be blameless and faithful before God?
如果他们都有挣扎，我们这些人怎么能够在神面前做完全人呢？
And if you see that in the covenant in Deuteronomy 29, in verse 15, it says that the covenant was made with those who are present and those who are not present. And that would be us. We are not present.
申命记 29章15节里面说，这个约是不但是为那些站在耶和华神面前那些人立的，还包括今日不在我们这里的这些人。那这里就是指的是今天我们，今天晚上我们这些人，我们也包括在内。
Because if we walk with the Lord Jesus, we are the faithful, and we know that Abraham was declared righteous before the Lord, before the law was given, because he trusted God and he was counted as righteous.
今天如果我们是跟随耶稣基督的人，就像是当初亚伯拉罕在神面前，不是靠他的这个律法称义，乃是因为他信神的话语，那就算为他的义。
So if our forefathers struggled and they knew the law so well, then how could we come even close to keeping the law or to maintain that righteousness, faithfulness before God?
所以这里就有一个问题，如果先祖们都不能够满足神律法的要律法的这个义公义的要求，他们对律法是那样的熟悉，那我们今天这些人怎么能够做到说能够满足律法的要求，达到公义的要求呢？
So if we, thankfully, we know that God in his omniscience, he knew that we cannot keep the law. So in his covenant with Abraham, in that ceremony, covenant ceremony,He had a little variation.
但是感谢神，在他全知的智慧当中，知道我们这些人没有那个能力能够完全的遵守律法，所以在他立的约里面呢，有这么一个小小的条款。
But we will now read from Genesis 15 to see this is when God made the covenant with Abraham. Shortly before this passage, he asked Abraham to go out and collected a heifer, a ram, and a goat, as well as dove and pigeon, and had the larger animals cut in half, creating a blood path.
接下来呢，我会看一节经文，看神和亚伯拉罕是怎样立的那个约的。这在创世纪十五章十七到十八节。在这两节之前的时候，神要亚伯兰呢去到外面去找一些羊羔，这个还有鸟类一些动物，大的动物，然后把这些动物呢切成肉块，摆在就是并列的摆在一起。
And according to the custom tradition, Abraham would have needed to walk through that blood path.And so we will see how God changed the covenant ceremony.
按照当时立约的一些习俗，立约的一方，也就是亚伯拉罕这个人呢，他本人需要从这些肉块当中经过。
Genesis 15:17-18.
所以这里是创世纪十五章十七到十八节。
When the sun had set and darkness had fallen, a smoking fire pot with a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, To your descendants, I give this land from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates.
日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过。当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说：“我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到波拉大河之地。”
So if you're familiar with Exodus, you know that God appeared to Moses initially as a burning bush.
从出埃及记，我们都知道，神向摩西第一次显现的时候，是在一个烧着的荆棘里面。
And when he led the Israelites through the desert, he appeared as a pillar of cloud of smoke.
带以色列人，走旷野的时候呢，神是用火柱还有云柱伴随他们。
So it is obvious that when this smoke and a flaming torch passed through the blood path, that it was God going through the blood path, not Abraham.
所以这里创世纪的这些经文说是有冒烟的炉和烧着的火把从肉块中经过，那这个炉和火把很明显就表明是神在肉块中经过，而不是亚伯兰从那里走过。
Of course, what is unusual is Abraham should have walked through the blood path.
但是这节经文呢，不同寻常的一个地方就是，本来亚伯拉罕是立约的，所以亚伯拉罕应该从这些肉块当中经过。
So what does that mean? That means God has said to Abraham, if I break my vow, if I break the covenant, then may I be cut up into pieces like the animals.
神从肉块当中经过，意味着就是说，如果神违约的话，他甘愿让自己就像这些被切成肉块的动物一样被杀。神这样做含有什么样的意义呢？
Furthermore, when Abraham didn't pass through and God passed through a second time, it was clear as he passed through for Abraham, what he is saying is, Abraham, if you don't keep the vow and you break the covenant, I too will be cut into pieces.
还有神第二次经过这些肉块当中，他也是在表明说，亚伯拉罕，如果你不能够没有谨守这样的契约，这样的盟约的话呢，我也愿意为你被切成这样的肉块。
See that God made this vow and took on the potential penalties, the curses on himself.
所以神在这里等于是在起一个誓，让他自己承担起违约的这些后果和惩罚。
So we know that 18 centuries later, when Jesus came to Golgotha,when he was pierced by the spear, when the thorns broke his skin and on his head, and when the nails pierced his hand and feet, he indeed was cut into pieces.
我们知道在这件事1800多年以后，主耶稣在哥哥他山上头戴荆棘的冠冕，手和脚被钉刺穿的时候，他本人也确实就是被这样给分割开了。
If you look at the language, indeed, when this happened to Jesus, the night, the day became night, darkness fell, and essentially the glory of God was drowned in darkness.
主耶稣在十字架上受死的时候，我们看到天色变得阴暗，我们看到这个光明被黑暗所淹没了。
And we know that God's immortality had to become mortal for our sake.
就知道神放下他的永生，为我们这些必死的人，成为了我们这些必死的人当中的一员。
And we know that his majesty had to be transformed to shame and humility for our sake.
他放下自己的尊严，在羞耻当中，甘愿为我们 忍受这样的耻辱。
And what does that mean for us, for the covenant?
对我们这些盟约之下的这些神的子民，这有什么意义呢？
So we are, it is not that this is a different covenant, but this is a fulfilled or completed covenant because of what Christ has accomplished.
并不是说我们今天这个约是一个不同的约，而是说这个约呢，它里面的条件是已经完全得到了满足。
So because of our Lord Jesus, his perfect sinless life, he fulfilled all the blessing requirements of the covenant.
因为主耶稣他的生命是完美无瑕毫无罪恶的，所以他的死也就完完全全实现了这个约里面所规定的这一切的条件还有律例。
And because of his sacrifice on the cross, he took away any potential penalty or curse that was in the covenant.
因为他在十字架上为我们代替我们而死，所以他就把这些约里面所包含的这些咒诅刑罚为我们挪去了。
So now the new covenant that we have, that we are under, is a perfect balance between God's love and God's law.
那现在我们所在之下的这个新约，新的约，就是一个在神的律法还有他的祝福之间是有一个完美的平衡。
So because of what Christ accomplished and he satisfied all the conditions of the covenant, we can enjoy God's love unconditionally.
因为基督成就了这事，完全满足了盟约里面的要求，所以今天我们可以享受神那无条件的爱。
So if we think about what that means for us under this new covenant in Christ, we can, how do we respond to this new covenant?
所以如果我们思考今天我们在主耶稣里面，在这个新的约里面的时候，这些对我们的意义，那这个时候我们应该怎样去回应呢？
Number one, we have to realize that his law, his words are important to God, that we are to obey. How can we obey if we don't know his law and his words?
首先呢，要知道神要我们去遵守，去顺服他的律法，他的教训。如果我们对他的律法和教训是什么都不知道的话呢，怎么能够做到遵守呢？
And secondly, we might try our best, do our best to obey and to follow the law, but we know that we eventually will fail.
第二呢，我们知道虽然即使我们尽最大的努力去遵守律法，但是总是会有失败的时候。
And therefore, we know that we have the penalty or the curse removed, and there is no longer the fear of the consequence of not being able to completely live up to the law.
我们即使不能够完完全全满足遵行律法所有的要求，但是我们知道因为主耶稣基督为我们把他的咒诅和刑罚挪去了，我们就不必要去害怕，去恐惧这些事情会带来的一些后果。
And so, I'm sorry if this analogy is somewhat juvenile, because originally I shared a lot of this with our youth group.
我下面举这个例子呢，我想首先如果是觉得大家觉得这个例子很幼稚的话呢，那我想先给大家道一个歉，因为这个例子呢，我是在教青少年的时候用过的一个例子。
It is like when you're studying for the SAT and you study very hard because you want to get to this, the school of your dream that you hope for.
就好像是你在为了准备考学，就学那个为那个 SAT 考试啊，在努力的学习做准备。
And it is something that they work very hard for because they have to perform to meet a specific goal.
那这些学生们呢，当然在这个考试上呢，学习很用功，因为他们必须要达到一个这个目标和标准。
However, what if they were already promised a guaranteed entrance into that school? Do they stop studying? Do they just relax and totally ignore their studies altogether?
但是假如说他们梦想以求的那个学校呢，告诉他们说他们保证会得到录取，那这个时候这些学生还会不会花同样的功夫去学习去准备这个考试？
So hopefully that they will continue to work hard and study because now they're studying, their work goes into preparing their life in college and after.
那希望是说他们还是能够继续的好好的准备这个这样的考试，因为这样的准备工作呢会对以后他们进入大学以后的学习和生活都很有帮助。
And so, if we look at our relationship, our service, our work, our scripture reading and our devotion to God, hopefully it changes the meaning. It is not that we have to, but it is that we get to.
对。反过来应用到我们这些信徒的身上，那希望就是说我们在读神的话语、读经、祷告、灵修侍奉，在我们的工作生活当中，如果能够这样继续的操练这样的目的呢，是说出于对神的这种一种感恩，不是因为我们被迫要这样做，而是因为我们感到能够这样做呢，是一个很好的机会和荣幸。
And that is a relationship building experience with our Lord.
这样做的话呢，我们就是在和我们的主耶稣基督在建立一个彼此之间的有一个关系。
Thank you, and let's close in a Yeah, let's close in a quick word of prayer, and then we can get ready for our communion.
所以我想我们很感谢神，好不好？下面我们就做一个结束祷告，之后呢，我们就一起领受圣餐。
Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, remembering what you have accomplished for us on our behalf, we are filled with thanksgiving.
天父，我们今天晚上聚集在这里，聚集在你面前，思想你为我们所成就的一切，我们的心里充满了感恩和赞美。
You know that because of your perfect life, because you fulfill the conditions of the covenant, that we get to enjoy all the blessings, all the benefit of the covenant.
我们知道，因为你牺牲自己完美的生命代替我们，为我们赎罪，使我们今天能够在这里享受神约带给我们的一切的祝福和应许。
And this is something we clearly don't deserve, and clearly this is your grace.
我们心里很清楚，这些是我们不配得到的，是从你而来的恩典。
And Lord, we also knowthat because of your sacrifice on the cross, that the penalty, the curse have been removed, and that is something we deserve that you took away.
我们也很清楚，因为你在十字架上为我们所做出的牺牲，把这些咒诅还有惩罚为我们挪去了，而我们本来是应该受到那样的咒诅和刑罚的。
So Lord, as we prepare our hearts to receive the communion, Lord, we pray that you would just help us to meditate on what you have done for us and help us to remember and to be thankful.
在我们准备我们的心领受圣餐的时候, 主求你帮助我们省察自己, 让我们能够牢牢地记住你给我们的这一切的爱和恩典。
We thank you and pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你, 我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.